professional looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
It's the first of its kind in St. Louis. It's Central Table Food Hall with 7 distinct food and beverage stations to satisfy any craving. Central Table Food Hall at 23 South Euclid in the Central West End.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
It's a sad day today.
Life. Why is that?
Be so well, you're going to find out in a minute. There's been a death in the entertainment world that has shaken me to the bone.
Really?
Sad things.
Yeah. Do you like sad things?
I don't.
I don't either, Peon.
I can take it.
Makes me sad to even think that there are sad things.
I don't.
Not afraid.
Either.
This rover.
Believe me, Ovaltine's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang.
Well, you know, that's true. Because I was a leader in my gang as a kid. But wait, I drank Bosco.
Oh, Bosco.
Yeah, I didn't like Ovaltine.
That was George Costanza's pin for his ATM, Bosco.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And Ovaltine was also a bit on Seinfeld where Kenny Banya, Jerry was writing stuff for him, and he goes, why do they call it Ovaltine? They should call it Roundtine. It's in a round jar.
See, what did I tell you? Dan...
he knows all of that.
He could write the scripts for these shows after the fact.
He's a Seinfeld...
That's cool. No,
Seinfeld savant.
Yes.
He's a Seinvant.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. There has been a death in the entertainment world. Don't go crazy. Most of you won't even know who it is. Some of you will. We'll get to that in a minute, but I have to start off by saying to Peon and to Dan, the pressure to be entertaining and funny has never been greater than it is today. Because right now, at this very moment, we are being listened to in an MRI tube. Now, let me read you this email.
Really?
Dear Frank, I'm the gal, 57, your favorite age, that has your old shows taped and has the old phone book with Mr. Scheithead in it. Remember that?
Oh,
Charles,
yeah.
Scheithead, which, as we all know, would be pronounced Scheithead. She says, you make me giggle, and I love to hear you guys every day. Today, from 2 to 4:30, I'm having an MRI of my brain.
Whoa.
I've had that. They didn't find anything.
They will let me listen. Thank you, Dan. They will let me listen to your show. Make sure to turn up the giggle meter for me. How do you not
Your
best when somebody is having a brain scan and says, please be funny, I'm having an MRI?
I don't know if I can take that.
Debbie Ritchie.
I know exactly what happened. They put her head, when she laid down on the on that thing that they slide you into the tube, the torpedo tube.
Right.
They put your head in this block, and you are just sitting there like that. Yeah.
I did it once, and I don't remember why I had to have it done. So obviously, we thought there was something wrong with me. But yeah, it's like a jackhammer.
Yeah, I've had like 4 or 5 MRIs with the box, and then they've shot the dye into me and everything else.
Well, of course you have, because after the first one, they said, try it again. He must have a brain.
Yeah. They're like, this is bizarre.
Do it again.
We can't find anything
in here.
This
has to be a false reading.
And they kept saying, Scarecrow? Scarecrow.
So, Debbie, here's the deal. If, in fact, you are listening, now, how is that going to be possible? Because you can't even hear AM radio in a garage. How are you going to hear it in an MRI tube?
Maybe they pull it up online or something, because they did ask.
You know what? Now, that could be.
They did ask me, what do you like to listen to? And they included talk as well.
The new MRIs ought to have, look, we can build. There are HD TV screens built in refrigerator doors now. Surely they could have, as you're sliding in the tube, you reach up and there's a touch panel and you go, 550. It's one of the selections. In fact, it should be the only selection. Mm-hmm. And you're literally hitting the KTRS app and boom, there it comes, crystal clear. And next thing you know, it's over, and you didn't even realize time went by because you're having such a great time listening to this show. So, Debbie, you're going to be fine. That's my prediction.
First, I'm going to crawl in with her.
Oh, hello, Debbie. How are you? It's
Debbie, this is Dan's impression of being in the tube with you. Reach over, Debbie. You'll feel something like a soft noodle. That's Dan.
Oh.
That's Dan lying next to you.
It's fine. Just close your eyes and listen to the jackhammers.
Yeah. Don't worry about the pokes and prods.
Okay, I'm going to climb out now.
Yeah, he's getting out now, Debbie.
Oof, right. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, she'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know why I say that? Because, one, she couldn't be more AM than PM. And you know how they say laughter is the best medicine, and like, if you're stress-free, your immune system is better?
Yeah.
She's got to be strong as an ox.
Oh,
gotta
yeah.
Got to be. Debbie, you're going to be fine. And the other reason is we can't afford for anything to happen to you anyway.
No.
Can't lose any listeners, so... Debbie in the MRI tube till 4. Now, after 4:30, we can back it down. We can dial down the comedy.
Good. Okay.
She's out at 4:30 out of the tube.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That takes a lot out of you.
Be worn out for the rest of the show.
I don't, that long.
I'm not claustrophobic, but I have to tell you, the ones that aren't open that are the real tube, I did not care for that.
I am very claustrophobic, and I took, the first time I went in, they gave me 3 Valium.
Whoa.
I took one. The guy brought me back and
turn on Foghat, man.
And he said, "Does that bother you?" I said,
"Whoa,
yes."
Hello.
And he said, "How many do you have?" I said, 3. He said, "Take all 3 of them."
Oh,
so
wow.
I took all 3 of them. My eyes were dilated so much at that point because I had gone to have night blindness checked and all this other stuff. They put me in a room and they dilated my eyes, put patches over my eyes, and made me sit in the dark for 45 minutes.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you weren't abducted by the Taliban? That sounds like some
or
kind
aliens?
Of interrogation. Did you give up any national secrets? Did they ask you any sensitive information?
Oh, yeah, they did.
You might very well have been questioned by terror.
Yeah.
This does not sound like a doctor's appointment.
No, because the doctor came in and he said, "What is the location of the White House?"
Well, you got a point. Most of the terrorists are not Indian.
Yeah.
So I guess you're okay there.
No, so I went in there and I had the Valium. And when I came out, they shot dye into me. I didn't care. I got out of the MRI and sat in the waiting room and they said,
"Do whatever to me, man."
They said, "You have someone picking you up." And I said, "Yeah, they're here. Do not fall asleep." And
really? You're not supposed to fall asleep on all
No,
that,
they
huh?
didn't want me to fall asleep in the waiting room. I was so out of it.
Well, the other thing I remember is you're supposed to be still, which is a little tough to do because you're not in there for 2 minutes. I mean, you're in there for a while, and that's very hard to do. And then if you have an itch or you move slightly, you think, "Oh, did I mess it all up? I wonder if I ruined the whole thing." It's just awkward.
Yeah, I had it done once on my bed.
And I do remember the fully enclosed thing. I did feel helpless because if something happened, what if a fire broke out? What if everybody ran out of the building and forgot? Yeah. Oh, wait, we forgot the guy in the tube.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of thing.
"Hey, we got a fire. We're out of here."
Yeah, sorry.
We'll see you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Who did I just... Dan, you told me the other day you've never been in the hospital.
No. Never had an overnight stay.
You've been in the hospital overnight, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, for my appendix. Just not too long ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Tonsils.
Tonsils when I was like 3.
Appendix.
Yeah.
I was in for stents. I mean, look, I'm not a chronic going to the hospital all the time, but man, to make it to your age and never have to spend the night in the hospital, that's I think it's pretty unusual.
Knock on some wood.
The only
knock
time,
on your head.
Okay. The only time I thought I was going to have any kind of stay was my kidney stone because I had no idea what it was.
Hang on, give Debbie time to stop laughing and knock on your head.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably laughing.
Oh, yeah.
She probably is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, kidney stones, they didn't even keep you.
No, they didn't, but they gave me the morphine. Oh, man.
That's really all you want anyway.
That was the first time I ever had morphine.
Well, that's the deal. We have a listener and an MRI tube. I wanted to get that out of the way. And now, if you would permit me, we've lost one of the great singers. And I'm actually not kidding. I like this guy. And the first thing I'll do, I'm going to play you a little bit of his music, but I'm going to do my own personal tribute by singing just a line from one of his songs. Thank you so much for indulging me. Here we go. Of all the queens that have I ruled, I choose you to rule me, my Rose Marie.
You got any more? I still don't know who it is.
What?
Debbie's crying.
Rose Marie, I love you. Slim Whitman is dead.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea who that was.
I didn't know he was still alive.
I didn't either. He died this morning at 90 down in Florida.
Man.
You make fun of him all you want to, but let me just tell you something. Slim Whitman recorded 65 albums.
Okay. Yeah, they used to have that
infomercial.
Order Slim Whitman's album now. I'm like, who in the heck?
He was a yodeling singer.
Yeah.
He yodeled, but even when he would sing a regular song, he sang it like Mr. Haney would sing it.
I know.
Here, let me give you a little, because to nobody's surprise, it's on my iPod.
What?
You have Slim Whitman on your iPod?
Oh, my goodness.
No. Go ahead. Have fun. Make fun of me. I have one song on my iPod.
Nothing abnormal about that?
Yeah, there probably is. But I have them anyway. So here we go. Enjoy. Rest in peace, Slim Whitman. A little bit of probably his most famous song, Rose Marie. You'll recognize it from what I just regaled you with.
Oh, Rose, my Rose.
Hey, not just anybody can do that, buddy.
No.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, Rosemary, I love you.
I'll sing along in the background.
I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you.
I'm like a Shakey's pizza piano.
Sometimes I wish that I met you, and yet if I should lose you, it would mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you to rule me.
Safely say that we are the only station. KTRS is the only station
right now. The only
entire
station
country
in the United States of America playing Slim Whitman.
A tribute to Slim Whitman.
Oh, goodness.
Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you.
Choose you.
Almost over.
To rule me, my Rose Marie.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my. Are we in Hawaii now?
Yes, we just went to Hawaii.
Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you.
Yes, I choose you.
Oh, Dan, that's good.
To rule me, my Rose.
Wow, Dan.
Ouch.
What a way to just polish it off. Slim is smiling down.
Polishing something.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
Hold up.
Oh, stop. No.
Wait,
is that a repeat?
No, hold on.
Slim Twin Spin.
Sadly, what happened to my... There it is. My mic. Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did I just do? Sadly, I don't have more.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Those are the only two...
Debbie's trying to crawl out of that tube right now.
Yeah, boy.
Get me out of here!
This is kind of interesting. Slim Whitman, in 19... Let me see where I... Because I underlined some of this. Real name, Otis Dewey Whitman. Probably a good name to change Slim from Otis Dewey.
I like Dewey Whitman better.
Now, listen to this, and I've talked about this before. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen anymore. A lot of people had great riches and wealth and became very famous, and they got started in radio. And I think that's why we all went into radio. We thought, well, we're going to get really famous around the world and have great wealth and riches. He started on the radio in Tampa, Before that, he was in worked at a meat packing plant, a shipyard, a postman, and then he got on the radio in Tampa, and somebody heard him and signed him with RCA Records in 1949 with the help of, you'll know this name, before anybody knew who Elvis Presley was, he was signed with the help of Colonel Tom Parker. Who, as you know, later became Elvis Presley's manager. RCA is who gave him the nickname Slim, because he was 6'1 and real thin. In 52, he had his first hit record, Love Song of the Waterfall. I think we all know that one. Yeah, I'm kidding. Oh, and yeah. 25 years later, he became part of the soundtrack of a movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. How about that?
He was?
Yes. There was another Whitman hit. I'm trying to remember what song that was in Close Encounters. There's another hit called Indian Love Call. Oh, that was a big one for him. And it was used in 1996 for humorous effect in Mars Attack. His yodeling called the Martians caused the Martians' heads to explode.
Oh, kind of like I just didn't know that was that.
Kind of like it caused Debbie's head to explode in the MRI machine. So you know Mars Attacks?
Yes. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. The throughout the whole movie, that's how they...
Yodeling, it made their heads explode. That was Slim Whitman. Now, he crosses paths with Elvis Presley in 1954.
Hey, Slim. How you doing?
And... it was actually the second time that he had come in contact with Presley, because the first time, Elvis Presley was, Slim Whitman was the headliner, and Presley was making his first ever professional appearance. Now, this was like early 50s, and Slim Whitman encouraged him and said, you got something special, you know, stay with it, go for it. And then in 54... Now, if you remember, Presley really broke out about 56.
Yeah.
55, 56. So, 54, Slim is the headliner, and he's starring in this concert. And Elvis is the billing for Elvis. Here's how much nobody knew, how little they knew of Elvis Presley. His name was put up on the thing as Ellis Presley, E-L-L-I-S. I mean, that's how famous he wasn't.
So he was the opener for Slim Whitman, maybe?
No, he was just sort of like introduced as, here's a young, new, young, up-and-comer, oh. Ellis Presley. So Rose Marie, his version of it is the title song from an operetta that spawned Indian Love Call, stayed number one, by the way. It's a huge hit in England. A lot of these people that we make fun of, or Peon likes to make fun of, they're giant stars in England. You remember how big Hasselhoff is in Germany?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he goes over there, it's like, oh, my goodness, he's the greatest thing. And Jerry Lewis goes to France, and they just, you know, drop to their knees and start praying to it. Well, Slim Whitman in England... This Indian Love Call was a huge hit, stayed number one on the charts for 3 months. It was like the number one hit. And then he had Have I Told You Lately I Love You, Red River Valley, Danny Boy, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And they did an interview. He did an interview with Associated Press in 1991. And he said he wanted to be remembered as a nice guy. And he said, I don't think you've ever heard anything bad about me. And I'd like to keep it that way. How about that? Wow. Now, how refreshing in the world of the Kim Kardashians and the people beating up Rihanna and the Charlie Sheens. Here's a guy who says, I don't think you've ever heard anything bad about me, and I'd like to keep it that way. He says, and I'd like for my son, Brian, to remember me as a good dad, and I want people to remember me as having a good voice and a clean suit.
Wow.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Slim Whitman. Rest in peace, Slim. Peon doesn't care for you, but I did.
Yeah.
I always liked you. I always enjoyed you. My Rose.
Oh, boy.
Mary.
Hey, speaking of Rihanna, did you see she was down off the stage, and she was singing to the audience or something, and somebody came running up to her to, like, touch her or do something, and she threw the microphone at him.
I thought that was Beyonce.
That was Rihanna, yeah.
When did this happen?
Just the other day.
Okay, I think I saw it, but I didn't think it was Rihanna.
Yeah, it was Rihanna.
Well, what'd they do? They grab her boob?
I don't know. They were just running up to her. She was down in the crowd, and she was singing, And so you run the risk. She had security around her, but you run the risk of people trying to touch you and reach out. And people
tell me about
it. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
No
you know,
kidding.
Man, you know the world we live in.
Oh, man.
You can't go out.
No.
You can't do anything.
We have to have security.
I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. One of our top management people
is asking for Slim Whitman.
More Slim.
Well, yeah, I could.
Don't stop after don't, that. One hit.
Those guys don't like it.
And keep singing too along with
well,
it.
Well, okay, if you insist.
Oh, my God.
You know, just a little bit of it, Mike. Okay? Because they don't like it.
Yeah. Who asked for that?
Mike Dorsey.
I don't think there's a Mark. Mike.
I think it's Mark Dorsey.
Right, you know, I know better than to go further than that.
Maybe it was Mike Dorsey that answered.
Look at
that.
Those phone lines.
Mark never would have.
Must be.
Look at those phone lines. They must
saying.
Be broken.
Yeah.
Or Slim.
Yeah.
Or Slim.
We're going to do a little business, and we're going to do some Burke segment. If we have anything, we're going to take your calls. Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins us today because it is Wednesday. So if you have a pet, I don't care if it's just a regular cat or dog or some exotic thing, you may want to be thinking about what question you'd like to ask one of the best in the business, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He'll be here shortly. And I need to talk to you a little bit about heating and cooling. I don't know a lot about heating and cooling. I know that the heater heats and the air conditioner cools, and I've never been able to understand. You know, if I could go back and do some things over again, don't you think we'd all be better off if we took a course in, like, how a piston engine works? You know what I'm saying? Like I know that the engine in a car, I know it's cylinders and that they move because there's combustion, but I really don't get it.
I don't know that in depth, but just knowing how to change an oil filter
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to change the oil in my car all the time.
Or when somebody comes out like Matheny, and I hope that's who it would be, to work on your heating and cooling system, when they start explaining something to you, you don't have to in your head be thinking, I have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, just to have a basic concept of how things work, electronics, engines, heating and cooling, but I don't. And I've gone through my life, which is almost over, and I've gone through the whole thing being a stupid idiot about a lot of things. Thank goodness for people like Matheny, and thank goodness for people like Matheny who won't take advantage of dumb people like me, because it would be really easy to do. I'm pretty smart about people, but if you're really good at scamming and conning and lying, even I'm, you know, a target for that. But I don't worry about that with Matheny. And don't think that you shouldn't be worried about it with some heating and cooling companies, just like you should be with some roofing companies, just like you should be with a lot of different kinds of service-type businesses. Watch John Stossel sometime. Go back and look at some of the stuff he's done where they've hidden the cameras, and you'll see there are companies out there that will say, for example, it's hot. It's 84 right now. Just checked, and it's going to get hotter, and your air conditioning goes out, so you're in a panic, and you want it cool. Well, they come out, they do something, you don't know what it was, and all of a sudden the air is cold, and you go, whew, thank you, what was it? Well, it was a $2,300 thermoticular tube that we had to regenerate with X24 gas, and then we had to cap it.
I had some X24 gas last night. Mama.
We had to cap it, and then, of course, we had to seal it with the 416 sealant, which, is, as you know, is very expensive. And they could do all that, and we wouldn't know. What would we know? Matheny doesn't do that. They don't work that way. They don't come to you with a part in a plastic bag going, see this? That's what burned out on your unit. Well, believe it or not, there are people that carry around burned parts and parts that have failed, and then they take them in and show them to you as if they came out of your equipment. Matheny has been around 71 years. This is a family business. I know these people. I actually know them. So I can tell you, it's not going to happen. They're very reasonably priced. They're fast. Every email I've ever gotten, well, almost everyone, one of the things that they included in what they had to say was they were stunned at how quickly they got there, because most people, when they call with some sort of panic, it's because it's really cold or really hot. And by the way, that's when everybody else is calling. So you sort of assume, well, maybe they'll get here in 2 or 3 days. They're stunned at the service they get from Matheny. You're going to be very happy with it to the point that you're not ever going to need to call anybody else. 71 years in business this year if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. Home, business, big, small, any model, any make, any type, doesn't matter. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
And this traffic report is for Debbie that's in the MRI tube right now, and we're going to check the highways with Frank Ladd. Frank?
I'm not quite sure I can make that similar voice. I'm trying, but it's not working very well.
Southbound on 270. Debbie's already on her break. Southbound on 270, south Clayton Road, down through about Doherty Ferry and a couple pockets there. They've still working on that right lane southbound on 270, just south of Manchester. Westbound on 70. You're on the brakes as well between 270 and the Blanchett Bridge in that normal stretch. Westbound on 64. It's a heavy pocket between Hampton and McCausland. And they've gotten an accident out of the way that was westbound on Highway 44 near Hampton. That one's over on the right shoulder, not causing any problems anymore. This update brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices can make it easy to change your oil because you can get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Landing Traffic Center, Frank Ladd of the Big 550, KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hey, John, did you ever see that movie Austin Powers?
Yeah, why? I'm almost afraid to ask.
There was that character Mini-Me. Check this baby out. I've got my very own Mini-Me, and it even talks.
Mike, that's your own bobblehead. He really looks like
you. Oh, yeah, you're right. I have to say, though, that this bobblehead is extremely handsome.
I figured you'd say that.
Pick up my Mini-Me, I mean my bobblehead, on Friday, July the 5th, when we take on the Marlins.
Groovy, baby. Tickets available at Cardinals.com. Here's a swing and a drive, deep center field. This has a chance to go. It's a goner!
Hi, fans. It's Matt Holliday. There's nothing like wearing the birds on the bat. On Saturday, July 6th, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, can take home the Matt Holliday adult replica jersey, presented by Tickets.com. On July 6th, we play the Marlins, and you can take my jersey home. Again, that's Saturday, July 6th, for the Matt Holliday jersey giveaway. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Home run for Matt Holliday.
Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move. Because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePair location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers with two locations on Manchester Road in DePair and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore Paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mauve and Hunter Green Carpeting.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all your West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal at the usual appliance stores or big box stores who claim to have the lowest price when in reality they all have the same? Appliance Discounters opened their largest showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right, West County shoppers can see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Appliance Discounters buys GE appliances by the truckload and then passes the savings on to you. And now, for a limited time, in addition to Appliance Discounters' already low prices, you can receive up to $750 in cash rebates direct from GE on select GE appliances. So if you're in the market for a brand new GE kitchen appliance, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we will prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings, hometown buying. Appliance Discounters is a place to shop for your next appliance.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the twos.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Yes, our rates are still in the twos. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fees.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the twos.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37. 15-year fixed rate, 2.875. APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online. That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
For less than a dollar a day, Identity Guard relieves identity theft anxiety. Sign up now and get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
In 1965, the Del Mar Gardens family began a tradition of caring for the elderly that's grown over the past four decades. Today, Del Mar Gardens' original philosophy of love, care, and understanding has flourished in each of their facilities. Count on the Del Mar Gardens family for the finest in home health care, hospice service, medical equipment, luxury retirement, and superior skilled nursing and rehab. Del Mar Gardens, the name you can trust, built on love, care, and understanding.
I crashed in the jungle while trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle.
Is this Clay Aiken?
Trying to figure a way to get a message back.
I heard this song earlier today. I love this song. Yeah, have you heard it?
This is great, yeah.
The Cadets.
Had been picked up and spotted, and my girl in
Double
State. This
is when music was great.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby,
you know, every time I make fun of some of today's music and rap, I guess all they can do is throw something like this back at me.
Yeah.
And go, okay, what about this? Are you able to play a little of the commercial you just played a while ago?
Yeah.
I mean, before you do it, let me say this. We have long suspected that at KTRS they've been drugging us. We've never been able to prove it.
Piping something through the vents.
Or to bring charges against anybody at the station. But we believe that our coffee, for example, in the kitchen, we think that very gradually over time, they've been giving us substances that would eventually impair us, and that's how they get rid of people. Listen, if you would, to the... Now, you've heard John Carney. Hi, Crew Carney here as well. This is John Carney doing a commercial, and I'm telling you, somebody drugged him. Play a little of this.
In 1965, the Del Mar Gardens family began a tradition of caring for the elderly that's grown over the past four
decades.
Now,
he's been drugged.
Today, Del Mar Gardens' original philosophy of love, care, and understanding has flourished in each of their facilities.
We need to get, I know one private investigator. We need to get somebody on this. He was drugged.
Luxury retirement and superior skilled
nursing. Because usually when you go, hey, crew, how you doing? What's going on?
Hi, crew, Carney. You got an older parent that needs to be taken care of? Well,
in 1965.
You know, as well. Yeah, that's not, there's something terribly wrong there.
Guard in 1965.
He is heavily drugged.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look into this and get to the bottom of who's doing. Because you know what? We could be next.
Yeah.
We could be next. Did we have any Burke segment? Oh, but later on we're going to talk about this George Zimmer thing. You'll like the way you look. George Zimmer, Menswear House. They fired him. This is
the
guy
of the company.
Who founded the company, and they fired him. How does that work?
Yeah, in the article I saw, he started one store, and instead of a cash register, he used a cigar box. Just right up.
He had clothes hanging in the back of a van. I mean, it's like the Johnny Morris story at Bass Pro. Johnny Morris used to sell tackle out of the trunk of his car, and now look at the Bass Pro empire. So here's George Zimmer told today, oh, George, you're fired.
It's like firing Ronald
McDonald.
Don't you
then say, well, but wait a minute. I started this company. Yeah. I don't know how that works. I do know this. I guess when you relinquish shares and you sell off, and because he, at the time of this firing today, only owned 3.5% of Men's Warehouse, I guess you've given up all control. So a board of directors, whoever, can say, George, you're out. And there's nothing you can do about it. It still seems weird to me.
Yeah.
I would have somehow built into the deal, by the way, down the road, even if I sell a bunch of shares, I'm still the founder and you can never fire me. Write that into the deal. I would have put that in there somehow. We may have Burke's segment, but I know we have calls. We're going to get to those first. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Ben is up first. Hello, Ben.
Yes, this is Ben with the roaming KTRS traffic team. I have a traffic statement.
All right, statement. And now with an official traffic statement here from the roaming KTRS vehicle is Ben. Take it away, Ben.
270 southbound, tractor-trailer stalled in the center lane. That is all. Let's send it back to you, Frank.
Well, listen to that. Listen to Ben.
270 southbound where?
I'm sorry, at Clayton Road.
Oh, Clayton, okay.
Ugh, I'm going to have to go back to school. Dan, are you still teaching over there at the
Broadcast Center? Everything was great, but you forgot a very important part of the traffic.
But you know what, Ben, it was still, I give you an A-. Yeah. I still give you an A-.
Well done.
Still good, Ben.
When KTRS fans up those checks they send out to us,
we'll give the location.
Yeah. Well, Ben, good job, buddy. Anytime.
All right, anytime. And that has been an official traffic statement from Ben, KTRS roaming traffic.
Now, see? Wow. He even wrapped it up again a second time. Way to go. We go to Jack. Jack, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Hey,
I'm doing great.
Hey, you mentioned something about not knowing how engines worked, and I was the same way. I'm pretty handy, though. I built my own houses and do most of my own stuff. I'm getting older.
Hold on. No, you're not pretty handy. You built your own house?
Well, yeah.
That's not pretty handy. That's not pretty handy. Okay.
But I was never very mechanically apt, like engines and stuff, and I found a website about 10 years ago. I just was curious what's the difference between two-stroke and four-stroke engines, and I found a site online called HowStuffWorks.com, and you can look up anything and find out in very simple terms how things work. It's really cool.
All right, you tell me if I'm close on this, because I'm an ignorant mechanic. Mechanically, I'm stupid. But a four-stroke engine, there's an intake stroke.
Mm-hmm.
There's a compression stroke. There's a combustion stroke and an exhaust stroke.
That's correct.
Okay. A two-stroke engine only has two strokes to complete that whole cycle.
That is
There's
correct.
In and how does what does where's the combustion take place in the two-stroke?
Oh, I've already forgot most of the stuff I looked up. But you're real close. But anyway, I used to be curious about things just like that, and you look up on this site and it has animated cutaways and all kinds of, it's very simple and you can look up anything on it. You can look up air conditioning, which I did one time to see how that all works.
Well, as I get older, I'm going to try to start getting smart. I'm going to start looking for that stuff. Because thank goodness for the internet. You can go on the internet and honestly, like you just said, in simple graphic terminology, you can see exactly how that stuff works.
HowStuffWorks.com, and it's really, really, really good.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I got lost. Who was that?
That was Jack, but Jim has a traffic bulletin.
Oh.
Well, then let's go right to Jim. Jim, are you there? Jim?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay, you got a traffic bulletin?
Roving traffic bulletin, seriously. Highway 270 up in North County. Yep, sorry. Eastbound 270, just west of Lindbergh. Three-car accident. Traffic already beginning to back up to McDonald Boulevard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you have to do the official for KTRS. This has been Jim, and you know what to do. Go ahead.
From KTRS, this is the roving traffic bulletin from Jim. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Good job. You know, it's sad that the people on the phone are better than the people who work here. That's very sad. Rich is on. Hello, Rich.
Hello, everybody. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now, Frank, this one's for you, because I know how you like the commercials or the ads in the newspaper, just the advertisements in general that
can't get enough of, or just
blatant idiocracy that somebody would believe them. But I was in Iowa earlier today, and coming down Highway 61, I saw a billboard, and I thought to myself, I didn't see it right. And then about a half hour later, I saw the same billboard again. Well, different billboards, same message. You can't beat
our meat.
We run it on the station.
Have a butcher shop.
Yeah. We run it on this station.
G&W.
G&W meat. You can't beat our meat.
It was not G&W. It was something like Roma's or Roman's or something like that.
Well, somebody else
is stealing. I don't remember the name. All I remember is the catchphrase that said, you can't beat our meat.
Well, here's the deal. Probably 50 meat companies in the country, yeah. Each one of them thinking they're the only one that's doing that, thinking, oh, man, this is clever. We'll be the only ones. And probably 50 do it. And more than likely, not one has bothered to get the rights to it, to own the slogan. So it's obvious, I think, if you have a meat company. Let's see if we can get away with this. You can't beat our meat. And here's the other funny thing, Rich. There will be some people listening, older people, who don't even get it. They don't really know what that's saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't.
They think it just means, well, we got the best meat. Nobody else has better meat.
What, there's another meaning?
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, I remember the slogan, but I couldn't tell you the name of the butcher shop or the grocery store or whatever it was that was advertising that they have such good meat.
And that is the biggest problem with it. Now, here we do because we're close to it and we hear it every day. But, you know, they did a survey years ago after this campaign was so big. And a lot of people had no idea where's the beef, who that was for. They remembered, where's the beef? But over half the people, they couldn't tell you who it was.
Well, that was Wendy's.
It was Wendy's. But a lot of people just went, yeah, where's the beef? I've heard that. But they weren't sure. Which was it, Burger King? They just weren't sure. But I'm sure it's been done more than just those two places. But Rich, always a pleasure.
That was my pleasure.
Thank you for the call. There goes Rich. I'll do some business so we get behind. And we'll be caught up. We'll have Dr. Doug and we'll be on track. I don't know what else I can tell any of you about Amini's to get you to go if you haven't been. Now, if you say, well, I don't live anywhere near Chesterfield Valley. Well, at some point you're going to be close to Chesterfield Valley. And even if you're not, I'll be willing to go this far. I would say if you're 40, 50 miles from Chesterfield Valley, if you came in just to go to Amini's, you won't be sorry you did it. Even if you have no other business in Chesterfield Valley. That's how incredible this story is. Once you get there, out of your car, walk in, walk around, and I mean walk around, walk the width, length, upstairs, Jaffe Lighting Department, really look this place over. You're going to walk out going, man, this was well worth the however many miles you drove. Because you don't have a store like this anywhere around you unless you live in Chesterfield Valley. You don't. There is no other place like Amini's. A lot of people wait till fall to get their patio furniture. Some people get it now. Some people think they get the jump, get it early. It'll be a better deal. Doesn't matter when you buy it. I will tell you that consistently from spring all the way through fall, they do more patio furniture business than they do anything else. And when you realize that and you go in and see the quality of the furniture, you'll realize a couple of things. One, it will be reassuring to know that there are lots of people who really want quality. They don't care to buy junk. They'd rather go 2, 3, 4 years with no patio furniture and have the best of the best than to have crap and have to get rid of it and replace it. Because in the end, you probably spend more money going through several sets of patio furniture than if you just get really good stuff to begin with. And that's what you're going to get at Amini's. Stop in, walk around, tell them, please, that you're AM and the PM. That's what lets them know that the word's getting out and we're doing our job. You're going to really enjoy. I almost said you're going to like the way you look, but that's George Zimmer's.
No.
You're going to like the way it looks. How about that? Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, under the Copper Dome. In Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
And we have a few problem spots out there right now. Here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, thank you to the great KTRS traffic reporters telling us about those incidents. The center lane block southbound on 270 near Clayton Road. That has you backed up to Ladue. And then in pockets all the way down through about Doherty Ferry. Westbound on Highway 64, you're on the brakes now between Hampton and McCaws. And then again, just a little bit coming down the hill past 270. Up in North County, working with that accident, eastbound 270 near Lindbergh. That has you backed up to McDonald Boulevard. And it's a pretty good run headed eastbound on Highway 64, eastbound on Highway 70 towards the Poplar. This update is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the new one-off wager with pick 3 or pick 4. And if the numbers you choose are within one of the numbers drawn, you win and you play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, Eddie, we keep doing these things any longer, we're going to go down in the books like one of those famous duos.
Oh, like Abbott and Costello?
Laurel and Hardy.
How about Fred and Ginger?
Whoa, I'm definitely Fred, big boy. I guess that makes you Ginger.
Well, either way, Ginger's serving the coldest beer in town.
Right. From the sounds of this conversation, it sounds like we've been tipping back too many frosty cold ones at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Let's just stick with Mike from Mike Shannon Steaks and Seafood and Fast Eddie.
Yeah, you're probably right, Mr. Shannon.
The legendary Fast Eddie's Bon Air, home of the 99-cent half-pound Fat Eddie Burger, the 29-cent peel-and-eat shrimp, the Big Elwood, and the hot chick on a stick.
And you know we have the outdoor patio with the live music Wednesday through Sunday.
So if you're 21 and you're in the mood, take 270 North to the Clark Bridge, take a right, left at the light, and follow the signs to the legendary Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Fred and Ginger, goodness gracious, what's going on, Eddie?
Oh, I'm up now? I'm on the air now? Live on the air? Folks, I was supposed to do something this hour. I didn't do it, so I'm going to do it real fast right now. The first person to call Dan Strauss at the number I'm about to give you gets two tickets to tonight's Cards-Cubs game. They're good seats. You got to come by here and get them. 7:15 tonight, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hit it now. Dial it. Dan's going to take your call. Please don't do this unless you can use the tickets, because they're good tickets and we don't just go to waste. Tonight, 7:15, Cards-Cubs. Dan Strauss will tell you how to get your tickets. A little business. We come back. Dr. Doug will be with us after the news. Associated Physicians Group. They are physical therapists and pain management people. That's the business they're in. Physical therapy. You know what that is. That's when you get somebody who knows what they're doing, helping you do stuff you probably wouldn't do on your own, but it's necessary for you to get back at it. Get to 100%. That's what they do. You come, you go back home. You go back, you go back home. You don't live there. It's not a place to stay. It's just outpatient stuff. Pain management. Pain management takes on all kinds of forms, and they'll explain more about what that is to you. Physical therapy, who needs that? Well, all kinds of people need it. People need it who have sciatica, who have neck pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, whiplash, carpal tunnel, migraine headaches. Runs the gamut. Four biggest problem areas of the body people go into APG for: knee, neck, back, and shoulder. So whatever's bugging you, you need physical therapy, you need to know these three locations in Illinois: O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And you can find out a whole lot more at APG, which I like to think of as all pain gone. These people are very impressive. APGPain.com. Don't go away. 4
Tickets
o'clock.
Are gone.
Tickets are gone. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News.